Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo International Film Festival and especially the Sarajevo Talent. And today I'm with the first talent film critic, Vasilis Economou. Welcome, Vasili. So you're here to give us your review about a competition program film, Three Windows and a Hanging, by Iza Koja.
It's a film by a filmmaker from Kosovo. He made his first film about the first film that was produced in independent Kosovo like 10 years ago. It was called Kukumi. And it was a film about the war in Kosovo that happened in the end of the 90s. And now he returns with another film that is still based in Kosovo and still speaks about that region, but this time in Three Windows and the Hanging, he's dealing with the aftermath of the war. It's about, it is also always set in his homeland. We should mention that this was the world premiere of that film.
What did you think about the film? I mean, did you like it, first of all?
It's a bit difficult to say if I like a film that is dealing with such a delicate and difficult issue, because the film is about a story that happened during the war, where while it's an isolated village, and an anonymous woman from that village gives an interview to a newspaper that declares that during the war, when all the men were away fighting, her and three other women were raped by the Serbian troops. So this revelation made quite an impact in that small and secluded community. Because Kosovo and generally the Muslims that live, that are the main population there, are quite traditional and they keep some secret. Yeah, because if there are many reports of women that have been raped, but none, almost only few official, just because it this could bring shame and embarrassment to the family and the woman herself. So it's quite a difficult issue to deal with, and I think that Kosia dealt with it in a very different way. The film starts as a comedy, a lightweight comedy. All the characters are like caricatures of what we think of a typical Balkan movie could be, and as the story evolves, we can see the same personalities, the same characters, to change, to become even more serious. The characters become less cheerful, less colorful, they become more gray, and literally they rot from inside. Maybe this is a spoiler, but it is necessary to say that. When it is known who the woman was that gave that interview, and it is early in the film, so I think I'm not spoiling something special for the viewers that haven't seen the film. It is known that this woman is the teacher, so that makes the story even more difficult to deal with because of her role and her part in the story and of her importance in the film.
So the teacher you were telling me about is played by the actress Irena Kahani. So what did you think about her acting?
I think that she delivers a powerful performance, and being the only lead actress in that film, because it's a pure male film, let's say that all the characters are males and all the other female parts are second roles, are hidden roles. Even the wife of the president or his daughter are second tier roles in that. Irena Kahani delivers a powerful performance, and I think that this really helps the dramatic climax of the film, since everything is related about her and her experience as an outcast of this village. So I really believe that on her face and on her performance, maybe many women that have dealt with that issue, that it's a social problem for them, for their lives, could face themselves and could she could represent them as could represent them.
So from the things you told me, do you think, would you recommend this film to the viewers, and do you think that it's an important film to be seen?
I will definitely recommend this film. I think that Three Windows and a Hanging is such a powerful drama, and it is shot exactly at the right time and maybe at the right place because of that closed society that of Kosovo that we have already talked about. And I think that the time also is right because it has a distance from the actual events that happened around 15 years ago, but also still remains a secret behind closed doors or a personal drama of these women. So maybe a film like of that importance, and if could win an award too, could also bring an awareness of that issue, not only international but mainly locally, and could also offer some points of discussion. No, they could hopefully make it easier to create a public discussion on these women and their tragedies.
So, thank you so much, Vasilis Economou, for being here with us on Frefinedio, for being the first film critic from the Talent Sarajevo to be with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.